Westbound traffic only, with westbound traffic going in the eastbound lane. A check of your local forecast, courtesy of the TV 13 weather team. Today, sunshine, a high of 87. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 63. Tomorrow, sunshine, a high of 84. A beautiful, fair sky and 58 degrees here at KVOE, Ron.
Yesterday, we topped at 84, taking overnight low down to 57. We picked up a tenth of an inch, officially 26 hundredths at the Municipal Airport. Right now, just a slight breeze from the north. A beautiful start to the day, sunny, and now 59 at KVOE Live. And local, in our headlines this morning, a service of IPC, the Insurance Planning Center, an AccraSure agency partner, 529 Commercial Street, Suite 5, with offices also in Eureka and Wichita. That's IPC, the Insurance Planning Center. It is 7:40. Good morning. It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And on this Wednesday, we're very happy to say good morning to Karen Summers, ESB Financial. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron Thomas.
Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And we're also very pleased. In fact, we're tickled to be joined this morning by Laurie Shope, Manhattan Way. Laurie, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. It's fun to be back on.
Yeah, great to have you back on. Been a while, Laurie, since we talked to you. I guess it was your retirement the last time we had you on here.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago. So, yeah, it was finally out back on radio.
So how have you been?
Yeah, I've been great. I love retirement, and I'm having a good time, and so everything's going well.
Well, and the reason we're bringing Laurie on is Laurie's going to be helping out, I think, with a Spirited 50 travel adventure, a big day trip coming up. Karen, tell us about that.
That's right. We are so thrilled to have Laurie with us. Actually, she helped us develop this trip, and we wanted to do something different because we like to take our people and where they can learn something new or see something new and something that they can't do on another trip. And so, of course, called my good friend Laurie and said, okay, Laurie, what do you think? And so, Laurie, why don't you just talk a little bit about the highlights that what we're going to see, something that we really didn't even print up on the flyer.
Well, you know, obviously we start with the church up at St. Mary's, but then when we come home on the bus, Lyle Butler, who is on our bank's board of directors and probably one of the most well-liked, well-respected men here in Manhattan. He's a past CEO and president of the chamber. He's going to ride the bus and give all sorts of updates about what's going on in Manhappiness on the way home. But then once we get back to Manhattan, we're going to go to a brand-new event center, but it's not. It's new as far as becoming an event center, but it's one of the older buildings downtown Manhattan that some friends of mine have created, and it's just beautiful. It's called Union Hall, and we're going to go there and have lunch. But what's kind of neat, too, is right next door, attached to it, is Strecker Nelson West Art Gallery, and that's owned by Alan West Finnington. She grew up in Emporia, so it's kind of nice to have that Emporia connection. And we'll do that, and then we'll jump on the bus and head out to Midwest Car Museum. It is amazing. I mean, I'm not a huge car person, but I belong to that museum because it's just so much fun. It's got all sorts of fabulous cars. Two of the cars in there that actually aren't my favorite, but they're interesting, is Sonny and Cher's each had a Mustang, and those cars are in that museum. And then nice. We head on out to Liquid Art. It's a winery just a little bit out in the country that's just got the most beautiful scenery of the Flint Hills. And this young couple started it several years ago, and it just keeps growing and growing. It's going to be a really fun trip. You know, Manhattan's becoming an art destination. So in the bus ride over to other places, we'll probably see some of the art that we want to talk about. So I think everybody that's coming on this bus trip that Karen and Fred have put together is just going to have a great time. But how can you not? You're in Manhappiness.
Brother.
I wouldn't expect anything less, Laurie, right there.
Did you coin that word? Did you coin that word?
No, Laurie? I wish I had. I'd make a lot of money. It's printed on everything.
So anyway, we invite you to sign up. If you're not signed up yet, please do. Call Angie at 342-3454. You know, we encourage people to come with us. If you're not a member or you don't have an account with ESB Financial, you can come on one of our trips once to try us out, see what we do. And so we invite you to call and see what this is all about. It's going to be a fun day. And we're going to come home on Scenic 177, which is one of the scenic bypasses in Kansas. And it was closed for, what, Larry, like a year?
Oh, or more.
More.
Yeah. So anyway, so we invite you to come. Larry's going to be with us. Lyle's going to be with us. We're going to have a ton of fun. So don't forget, this is what we call a Kansas adventure. We're going to do something you're not going to find anywhere else.
What's a great experience that will be. And, Karen, do you have a money message for us?
I do. You know, tonight is the first night of the Wednesday Farmers Market downtown at the kiosk. And I talked to Trish, and they have tomatoes, potatoes, onions, carrots, asparagus, cherries, radishes, eggs, breads, beets, honey, peppers, and all kinds of leafy greens. So what can you, fill your refrigerator? And then in 2 weeks, Corbin will be back.
Yeah, no doubt about that. 5 o'clock, 5 until 6:30, Emporia Farmers Market parking lot, 7th and Merchant. The Larry, been a pleasure, my friend.
Oh, it's been nice talking to you too, Ron.
Good to hear from Larry. And Karen, thank you much.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Hope you sign up and come with us. It's going to be fun.
Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 7:46, and we are very pleased to be joined this morning by Mr. Dave Harding out at Fanestill's Fresh Local Market, 4700 West Highway 50. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Ron. Beautiful morning again, isn't it?
It is a gorgeous day, my friend. How are things out at the market?
It's going well. You know, last week was pretty exciting with so many people in town for the Unbound Gravel and the rodeo, and we saw a lot of first-time visitors to our market. And then there was others who, it's funny because they were like, we were here several years ago, and we're making it an annual stop for us, so it's good to see all those. And then we also enjoy visiting with our, we have a lot of faithful local customers who come see us the same day every week, so kind of nice to have that good mix of customer base, and we enjoy visiting with people as they come see us. And we'll move right on into the Fanestill meat bundles, because we're going to do another giveaway. This week's winner for the meat bundle is Nick Woodall. Please be sure to register to win when you're out here shopping. The bundle is 3 pounds of hamburger, ground beef, and pork chops, and we'll do another winner next Tuesday.
Yeah, stop out the market to make sure you get yourself registered, and you too, like Nick Woodall, could be a meat bundle winner from Fanestill's Fresh Local Market. What about hamburger on sale, Dave?
Yes, we are still continuing our everyday low sale price on our hamburger with our 80-20 starting at just $3.49 a pound. And then we also have a new spin. We're going to call this a hamburger and bacon sale. So if you buy a 10-pound box of our 85-15 ground beef in the 1-pound packages for $34.90, you can also get a box of our new Country Boy thick sliced bacon, which is it's a 10-pound box, so it's 2 5-pound packages, and that would also be $34.90. which is a savings on the bacon of $15. This sale is going to go on the rest of this week through, I mean, it's going on today, and then it goes through this Saturday.
You can't do that,
yeah. I mean, you can load up on some ground beef, great price, and this new Country Boy thick sliced bacon, which is mighty tasty, as well as our other bacon.
So not only do you get the bacon, but you save $15 on the bacon and get the hamburger too. So big savings there at Fanestill's Fresh Local Market. But Dave, more than just meat, right?
That's right. We are more than just meat. We are obviously known for our various meat products with our Party Time deli meats, and then our wonderful old-fashioned bone-in hams during the holidays. But we also have more items than just meat. We have Village Pie Maker pies. We have a great selection of Alma cheeses. We have V's Pasta, which is a variety of stuffed shells, pastas, spaghetti sauce, meatballs. We have Becky's Beer Ox, and then we also have an incredible selection of barbecue sauces, rubs, jellies, mustards, pecans, and much more.
All great products and all at Fanestel's Fresh Local Market, 4700 West Highway 50. Well, let's re-rack it, Dave.
All right, remember, going on today through Saturday, buy a box of 8515 ground beef for $34.90. You can also get a box of our Country Boy thick bacon for just $34.90. And, again, we appreciate everyone choosing to shop at Fanestel Meats Fresh Local Market. We appreciate your business.
Dave, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron. Everybody have a great day, and get out and grill.
Get out and grill. Dave Harding, Fanestel's Fresh Local Market, 4700 West Highway 50. It is 7:50, 61 degrees. Good morning.
Hi, ladies. This is Denise Mendoza with Liberty MD here in Emporia. Did you know that 33%...